tell me when you're ready. We're ready?
Yes.
Did somebody make a wisecrack about my shirt?
Never. Fuck up.
That's funny. My wife makes wisecracks about my shirts too. Okay. We have a full house. You should all see it is so packed in here. Packed. Maximum number of people, 10. We are under the maximum. So I will call the Tuesday, May 19th, 2020 special city council meeting to order at 5:34. Just as I said that, 5:34. And we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you and welcome everyone. I will call for a roll call from the clerk. I see the clerk. Hello, clerk.
Hello, Mayor.
I like that.
Hello.
Yes.
Transier.
Yes.
Elshinsky.
Yes.
Fletcher.
Yes.
Hoffhauser.
Yes.
Breeders.
Yes.
Charula.
Yeah.
Peterson.
Yes.
We have a quorum.
Fantastic. A full house in Zoom land. So, the next item on the agenda, I'm going to back up a second. I don't have a mayor's report, but I'm going to back up. So, I was listening to my Sirius radio today, and the truck, and an old, I think it's Aretha Franklin, old, from 1985, the song comes up, and I never thought of this till I saw it today. Does anyone remember the song, Who's Zooming Who? I mean, this is crazy. We should be playing that as our theme right now. Anyway, it was a catchy tune. It really was. I won't sing it though. So now we go to the next part of the meeting. I'm looking for citizen comments. There is no one here who's raising their hand to speak under citizen comments. So I will ask if there's anyone out in Zoom land. Anyone out there want to speak? I see somebody next to Mr. Trans here. Do they want to speak? You want to just say hello? Okay, I hear no citizen comments. We are on to business. So the first item we have is a resolution approving the issuance of a non-recourse promissory note, to borrow $400,000 from the Kendall County Revolving Loan Fund to secure emergency working capital grant funding under the Downstate Small Business Stabilization Program for local businesses facing hardship due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Is there a motion to approve?
No.
By Plocher?
Second.
Second by Frieders? And I like that. And Mr. Olson, I would like you to explain a few things about this and what happened today with the county, please.
Okay. So there was a supplemental city council act was issued a couple hours ago that has a new form of producer included in the pack of city council on Friday. It should be agenda. So it is available for download on the city's website. Supplemental packet, I go to for in
Mr. Frieders.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Bart, is there any reason why we can't combine all of the applications and submit them at once, or is there a benefit to getting this first batch out and getting a second batch through?
The benefit is just one point right now. So I anticipate that we'll be able to do that for the 18 year guarantees. So we just need to want one week we can do next Tuesday. Besides that, second. We have the same state that I have on law for 22 weeks. We've heard that maybe some of the cities are doing this thorough due diligence.
Other questions or comments?
I have a question.
Who is that, Mr. Transier?
Yes, sir.
Please.
Malibu County is assessing that we are poor for these floods. So my understanding that in the unlikely event of the floods, that the county would then try to recover their money and the city would no longer be helping to try to collect?
That is correct. This county is actually required by our department to assign the space between the city business over to the county. So that's a security or legal reporting to be able to try to try that apply and cover on funds equal to all businesses. So I'm really going to ask for a source not to. And I choose to do that, or if they try to recover the funds on the fail, the city is saying we not get the cover.
But you also agree that the fall would be unlikely, whichever the business limited they need, might get the funds anyway.
Yes, that's my mind is busy to be great for our business.
Other questions? Mr. Transier, just one thing. Just to be clear on, if for some reason there were multiple businesses that received these, and I think the max was 25,000, so if over 16 businesses received these and all of those businesses defaulted, there is a risk of about $400,000 that the city may take. But that would mean multiple businesses would have to receive these and multiple businesses would have to default. And I think the biggest threshold in this is they need to be in operation for 60 days after remaining or receiving the funds. So I don't want to say it's zero, but it is minimal.
And I don't think anyone expects all the businesses who are applying to receive these funds.
Right.
It's nice to be optimistic, but given the state of Springfield's finances, the one that everyone who's applying is going to receive money.
Correct. That's fair. I just want to point that out. I don't expect that either. I would love it if they all received money, but you're probably right. Other questions or comments? Seeing none, we'll do a roll call vote, please.
Yes.
Olszewski?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Yes.
Cerulla?
Yes.
Thank you very much. I appreciate everyone's input. The next item is, and I'm not going to read this, you should have it in your email packets. Unless, Seaver, would you like me to read it? We have a letter here to the governor on Reopen Illinois. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. Then I will not read it, but I will just recap. This is a letter to the governor And the first paragraph just says we'd like us to be considered, or like the state to be considered, broken up into smaller regions. The second big paragraph speaks of how Raging Waves is the biggest water park in Illinois and a very big employer in Yorkville, and how other small businesses really could practice social distancing and safe practices and be open. And then the final, I'll skip the third one, that's not a huge paragraph, but the final one, and this to me is the most important one, I have offered to discuss or meet with the governor if he so chooses, that he wants that honor. So I'm looking for a motion and a second to approve this. By Mr. Koch, second by Transier. Any discussion? All in favor, signify by yes. Oh, was there a question? I missed those. Okay, Mr. Peterson, I see your hand up still. You go first, please.
I just had a question on this. Is there any way that we could put a little bit more meat into it and discuss a little bit more details so it's a little bit more persuasive? I think it's well written, but I think there's a couple of details that you could put in that may make it a little bit more persuasive. Because obviously, being in the region that we're in, it sounds like we're kind of based on hospital rooms, triage, ERs. Could we talk about identifying local vacant spaces that could be utilized for that if we need be, so that if we did come to an emergency situation, we would have spaces identified? I don't know if that would help. Also talking about more small businesses in that as well. Because obviously, we're hearing a lot from, or I'm hearing a lot from homeowners talking about the small businesses and how they put a lot of money into their small businesses and they are worried they're going to lose everything. And you can go to Walmart, you go to Target, you go to Myers, you go to all these big stores that are packed with people. But they're little businesses that only get a few people in a day, are sitting vacant, and they're still paying their mortgages, they're still paying their rents, and they're just getting really concerned.
I think those are some excellent points, and I think we do cover that in the second paragraph about the small businesses. My concerns, quite frankly, is if we want to do something, the sooner we do it, the better. If we wait till next week, this may be a moot point anyway, because the governor may be ready to go to the next step. So if you want to recraft it, bring it back next week, honestly, I'd rather not just do anything. That's just my opinion.
Well, I'd like to get something out sooner than later, so I mean, I'll just put my two cents in front of here.
I think those are fair comments, and I hear that every day. I get emails and have phone calls every day. We're trying to keep this as vanilla as possible, quite frankly. You know, I don't want to offend people one way or the other. I think getting something is better than nothing. So I think your comments are well taken, though. Okay, I see Mr. Plocher, and then Ms. Orr. You can go after Mr. Plocher.
A hospital being built in Yorkville several years ago. So you might want to include something about that.
Okay, thank you for your comments.
I just want to let you know, as you know, I'm involved in many places across the state, and the letter that the city is sending to the governor is being sent by numerous counties, most counties, especially in our region. And so I'm not sure the content of the letter makes as big of a difference as getting a letter that we are disagreeing to the way he has divided up the state. So there are many, many protests going into him now.
Other questions or comments?
Mayor?
Is that Mr. Funkhauser?
Yes, it is.
Please.
I concur with some of the comments from Peterson. This letter, I don't think it goes far enough. I think it's a little too passive. It doesn't show really that the city is behind its businesses, which I feel that all businesses are essential. All workers are essential. We don't stipulate that in the letter. This letter is passive at best. I think that we should put a little more meat, as Peterson said, into this letter. It stipulates a couple things we want, but it's not very strong in the way that it does it. And I understand that these letters are going all over the state to the governor. But if it's going to mean something, it should actually mean something. It should have a little bit of, you know, substance to it. You know, and that's why I actually asked for a resolution versus just a letter. I understand we're voting on this to send the letter, but by all means, we got to show that we support our businesses and all the people in the, you know, city of Yorkville and the county as a whole. So that's my 2 cents.
Well, I appreciate that. I can tell you, any business that I've spoken to understands the city's position and that we are very supportive of the business. I haven't spoken to every business. I'm guessing none of you have spoken to every business, but any business who wants to discuss with me what the city's plan is, I'll be glad to talk to them. And I understand your comments. Other questions or comments? Mr. Peterson, please.
I got another one real quick.
Sure. Very good. Other questions or comments? Seeing or hearing none, we'll do a roll call, please.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Bunkhauser?
Yes.
Chiroulas?
Yes.
Kanzia?
Yes.
Kocher?
Yes.
Breeders?
Yes.
Peterson? Okay, I'll take it as a yes. Oh?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. That is all that's on the agenda. I don't have any other spot, but I will ask one more time. Citizen comments? Hearing none, seeing no one here, is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion!
That was a second by Milshewski, I believe.
No, not me.
Oh, that was just a smirk. Okay, I heard a second.
Second.
Okay, whoever that is. All in favor? Aye. Yes. Opposed?
Yes.
Thank you for your time. Thank you very much for the special meeting. It was wonderful. It was a wonderful, wonderful meeting. Thank you.
Didn't you miss me sitting next to you, for goodness sake?
Not at all. Not at all.
That's the driving I do, and that's the thing I did.
I didn't want you to turn in for mileage. Thank you.